I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Very Little Theater in Eugene concludes its 86th season with a reimagination of Maxwell Anderson's Tony Award-winning drama Anne of the Thousand Days, which tells the story of King Henry VIII and Anne Boleyn's tumultuous relationship. This new version recasts Anne as a feminist heroine and sets the play in a post-apocalyptic atmosphere. It runs July 31st through August 15th. Director Jay Hash joins me in the KLCC studios. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you, Eric.
Well, your interpretation of this play as director seems to center on character shifts within Anne Boleyn. So tell me about the changes you've introduced and why.
The main problem that I initially had with the script was that Anne was very conciliatory and she was very much a depiction of how women were supposed to act back in that time period of the 1530s. One of the things that I really wanted to escape was this general stereotype of women were only meant to be seen, not heard. They were always capitulating to what the male-dominated society really wanted and all that type of stuff. As soon as I had cast Melanie Mosier in the role of Anne, it was definitely all bets were off on that. And I had had the idea for the post-apocalyptic atmosphere, making it this kind of futuristic type of ordeal, but with that new ideas about how people interacted and the roles of men and women in society, as well as the roles of people who were royalty versus commoners, those all needed to shift as well.
So you brought this to actress Melanie Mosier as Anne Boleyn. What has Melanie Mosier brought back to you in developing this character?
An amazing breadth of talent and skill. She's done a fantastic job of making sure that the character's strong as well as can hold her own against Henry VIII. He was a very single-minded, very strong-willed king.
Henry VIII was married 6 times. He executed many of his wives. These are not relationship strategies we like to have in the modern day. Is there anything redeeming out of Henry VIII's character in this telling?
Maxwell Anderson did give him some redemptive qualities. He did allow Henry to feel remorse for what he did. The problem is with Henry, especially the way in which he's depicted in the play, is he's a very impulsive character. He's a very spoiled type of king as opposed to a wise one. And so with that, he ends up regretting doing what he had to do to try to secure his male heir. There's a whole through line for Henry where he is very remorseful for doing it and the fact that he'll always remember her. And it may seem like a hollow thing on the level of, oh, well, you killed her, but at least you feel bad about it. But in all honesty, there's really, it's a slippery slope. There's really no redemption for anybody. At any point, there's a number of people who could have said, stop, put the brakes on, let's save Anne Boleyn's life and let's get her out of here and save her. And even Anne doesn't take the opportunities that she's given to get out of that situation. Everybody's more or less kowtowing to the king, and much to their own as well as Anne's detriment.
Henry VIII and Anne Boleyn are, of course, true historical characters and not fictional. Isn't this play revisionist history in a certain sense?
Yeah, in a little ways it is. But in my opinion, I guess, being a theatrical artist, is that there's timeless stories, especially the historical ones, that are always ripe for reinterpretation because it'll always bring new characters to the forefront. It'll bring new thoughts and through lines and drama out. There still is opportunity to take those actual characters, those real-life people, and try to bundle them into a newer story so that we can bring those things out and show it in a light that might be a little more interesting than, brocade, pumpkin pants, and tights.
And what, in the end, do you want us to take back into our own lives from this play?
You have the power to be able to change what you want to change if you want to change it, I guess is kind of the main through line. But it's also all about staying true to yourself, as cliche as that may seem, because even though there were opportunities for Anne to be able to get out of it, she knew what she wanted and she was going to fight for that until the very end. And whereas it was not the best ending that she could have possibly had, it still is something that can inspire other people to say, hey, I'm going to stand up for myself. I'm not going to fit myself into this role that society has designated for me, and I'm going to take my own life by the reins and do what I need to do.
Well, thank you for bringing your creative imagination to it and for coming in here today.
No, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Jay Hash, director of the Very Little Theater's production of Anne of the Thousand Days, a retelling of the story of Henry VIII and Anne Boleyn, starring Melanie Mosier as Anne Boleyn and Sean Bookie as Henry VIII. The play opens Friday night, July 31st, and runs through Saturday, August 15th. Tickets, which are selling quite quickly, available at thevlt.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.